Yo, 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 what is going on, everybody? Yo, this is your host, David Ramos, on another episode of That Rabbit Talks So Much. And I want to talk about what exactly makes something toxic. What makes it toxic? What do we mean by toxic? And here's the root of it. It's addiction. You know, listen, you can go back in time to philosophers, moral teachers, or whatever you go to for information. They'll all tell you the same thing. That addiction is the root of everything. Basically bad. Greed, sex, lust. I'm not saying sex is bad. Nor am I going to say like looking at somebody who's beautiful is bad. Nor am I going to say making money is bad. But when you do it too much and you become a sexaholic, alcoholic, addicted on marijuana, addicted on drugs, addicted to pills, addicted to testosterone pills, estrogen, whatever, you know, and instead of working through the issue and confronting the issue and receiving the healing that you need, you go to these distractions 24/7. It can be social media or whatever. By distracting yourself and not facing the issue that you need to heal straight on, you force yourself into getting into a little bit of an addiction. That's what makes something toxic. Because that thing or that concept or that person becomes your whole life because you just can't live without them. And also, your bars and your standards are way, way, way out of line. And I'm going to say this one more thing. The way that you view yourself and the way things really are is... it's not really how you view... Okay, let me go back. Not really. Okay, let's go back. The way that you view yourself and the way that you want to view yourself is really far. These are things that create something that's toxic. Your ideal relationship, like what you want your relationship to be with this person or boyfriend, girlfriend, or whatever, and what the relationship is what can create a toxic relationship. When those things are so far. And you're accepting it being far. I was on Twitter. Why do I say someone told me as if I ain't quarantined? Said that the things that we tolerate in relationships is usually the reason why relationships are so quick to end. And it's so true. Did I see on Twitter or Snapchat? I don't know. But regardless, it's what we tolerate and what we accept into our life that we know we shouldn't have, but we're like, it's a necessary evil that creates something that's toxic, which is why politics right now is the most toxic landscape in America. More toxic than capitalism, more toxic than greed. Both parties are the most toxic things and the biggest evils to walk this earth. But that's my take on it. Is us living in that type of like state that creates such a toxic environment because we're creating something that someone else puts to us and makes that an environment. You know, like sex, like it's amazing. But the thing is, like, when one has it too much or one has it outside the context or their own rules that they place for their own life, then things become toxic. Which is why you often hear successful names talk about how important it is to live by a code, a law, a rule. You know what I'm saying? America was not built because of great men. America was built because we had great laws. And we respected these great laws. It's the moment that these laws go down and people just invade it as they choose without any protection, and that we expect the law to bow to us instead of us bow to the law. I'm not even talking politically or America at this point. I'm talking about in general in our life. That's the point that we create something that's toxic. I know people often want to put a person behind the law. Like, this person would say this. This person would say that. And that is never, and I'm just letting you guys know, it's not the right thing to do. It's not. We can't be like, oh, but this person would do this, so that's why I'm going to do it. But the thing is, that person is not in that situation. And even if I'm able to break that down even more, there's a reason that person is not in that situation or not in that conversation, not in that mindset or field, because that's not who that person is. You know, that's why we need our own laws. Laws that we create independently, but is influenced by other people and what we see and what we learn from our experiences. This is what creates a toxic relationship. Us going outside of those laws. us going inside of that and basically tearing it down to where our life is holy and righteous until that one thing comes around. Now that thing is toxic or makes a toxic relationship. Holding standards for everyone else that you wouldn't hold to be respected by a significant other, or basically treating everyone else one way and treating your significant other a completely different manner. Now, it's okay, 5 to 10%. For me, I'm very scientific, mathematical, so some of you guys might understand, some of you guys might not. I'm sorry for those who guys who might not. This is just the way to communicate. Maybe a 5 to 10% variant, you know, on how you're treating that person, up or down, margin of error. But if you're treating someone in a completely different polar opposite than how you treat your significant other, then you could call the relationship bad. You can call the relationship trash. You can call it something that you should get out of. But at the end of the day, it's one thing's for certain, that's toxic. Especially if you have standards for the relationship that you would like to be in, and you know every single day that relationship is not there. And people are like, oh, give it hope. Let me tell you, hope is important. But faith gives patience. You know what I'm saying? And if it's truly for you, then it will wait as two. He will wait, she will wait as well. You gotta put them standards up first, because the standards are the one thing in this world you can create immediately. You can't create a relationship immediately. You can't create a job immediately. You can't create a salary immediately. But you can always create standards immediately. And you can always uphold him right away. Thank you guys for listening to another episode of That Rabbit Talk So Much. I love you guys. Pray for you guys. You guys are all beautiful and wonderful. See you later tomorrow.